Could you describe for me a typical day in the trenches? Just run through from daybreak to dusk and describe what the routine would be when you weren't involved in a sort of major offensive or anything.
Yes. Well, we take, for example, when we were on Kemmel, a reasonably dry post, you see, we'd leave the particular post at night time, naturally. We'd be there until daybreak, and immediately daybreak asserted itself, you had the order, or I was given order, stand to, and everyone would stand to on the fire step for a few minutes. Then you give the order to stand down and you post a sentry, and it'd be his duty to keep an eye over, through a periscope in the main, which would be attached to his bonnet, and he could look through it onto the periscope and look over the top. Naturally, he would not be able to look over the top in normal conditions, otherwise it's inviting a sniper's bullet. But these small periscopes were able to stick in the top of your bonnet, and the rifle propped up, and you'd look into the periscope and see the territory in front of you. And they would be on about, each sentry would be on about 2 hours, and the NCO would have to see that he was relieved. During the daytime, that would be the only form of duty to do, would be relief of the sentries. But night time, that would be the time for action, where you would go out to repair wire, or if you were, the instructions were to see where the enemy were, you would probably detail off or ask to volunteer to find out where the enemy were, probably make a raid, which I was involved in one particular time to make a